Advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of
King of Crap.
The Colossus of Clout. The Colossus of Clout.
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're giving away a box of 2015 Topps High Tech Baseball. And also I'm throwing in a 2015-16 Opeachy Blackhawks team set. It's packaged up, a 15-card set. With the Blackhawks winning last year, that's kind of a neat item to have.
It is.
That's a good prize this week. And we're going to be throwing in some of the November auction results from Huggins and Scott November auction. It was some big-time finish to some of the items. Radio voice Ken called me, Bill, on the morning after the auction ended. He was all excited. Radio voice Ken was the guy who brought in that Jerry Rice 1996 Mackey Award trophy, ended at $4,000. That was great. He was talking about how much he enjoyed dealing with the guys from your place, Bill, and also then, you know, that it was on the cover, you know, he was like ecstatic about that, but it was neat. And whoever won that, if you're a big time Jerry Rice collector, what a great item to have. But were you happy with the auction, Bill?
Yeah, I think everybody seemed to be happy for the most part. You always got guys that think their stuff should get more, but
yeah, that's for sure. That is always going to happen.
And it's only because it's their stuff. I think we all are like that.
Yeah, that's
it's
like
mine, so it can go for more.
Right, that's like a tea crown. Oftentimes, when people bring stuff in to show me, they'll call up on the phone. Yeah, I've got these mint vintage cards. They bring them in, and you know, it looked like they've been in their shoe for 20 years or something.
Yeah, did you get in 3 accidents on the way?
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, they were mint when I left. Yeah, but overall, a lot of neat stuff in there, and the prices were solid. So I'll be throwing some of those things out there throughout the course of the show. And then, now don't forget, you can tweet me a picture of an item at T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. And if you tweet me an item and we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. You can bring in items to Triple Crown during the week. If I take pictures, you get in the drawing. Or you can email me an item. This is some great stuff. I don't know if this is ever going to end up any of this in auctions, Bill, but here's Yogi is a listener who lives in Michigan. And the first thing he sent me, he had a Babe Ruth baseball. You could clearly make out Ruth on the sweet spot. And he said about a 4, so I think he's right. I think he knows what he's talking about. And also he had 2 other guys from Murderers Row, the 1927 Yankees slugging lineup group, Mark Koenig and Musil, and he thinks he can make out under bright light the RIG of Gehrig. Nice. So that was a pretty neat ball. He said he's only a couple hours away from T Crown, and he might make the drive in to show me that and some of his other stuff. And he goes, oh yeah, I also have a 1977 Yankees team signed ball with Thurman Munson. It's like, whoa, that might be worth more than the other ball, you know, depending on how nice the signatures actually are on it.
Yeah, no, all those sound like great items. What JSA can do with that Ruth ball and the potential Gehrig is they put it in this little incubator, whatever they kind of call it, and it brings out these signatures bold and clear, you know, as far as what has faded out. So that would be something, and we could find out if there's any others on there as well.
Yeah, well, it would be neat. I think there were six guys on Murderer's Row that they considered. I think besides the four we mentioned, I think Tony Lazzari and did I say Mark Koenig and Musil were Earl Combs, I think, was the other guy. I think that was the crew that they termed Murderer's Row. Although top to bottom, that 1927 Yankees lineup wasn't bad. Wasn't bad at all. So we've got, let's get Andrew before he gets out of the area. Andrew's on his way to St. Louis. What do you have there, Andrew?
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm in the car. I think I'm going to make the game. I might be a little late.
Okay, you're going to the Bears game in St. Louis?
Yep, I'm driving down there to meet a buddy to go to the game. I got a buddy down there that he comes up here for Blues, Blackhawks, or Cardinals, Cubs, and I go down there for Rams, Bears. I went down last year. Bears didn't do so well. I'm kind of fearful it's going to be the same outcome.
You know, I was just telling Vince, I think there might be a chance because every single Chicago Tribune writer picked the Rams. So the Bears might have a chance. Usually when that happens, the Bears surprise people. Not always, you know, but I was saying to Vince, I think the key, Alshon's got to be healthy, and the Bears have to stack up against the run because the Rams really run the ball but don't pass it very well. So I think they have a chance. I just got a new TV, so I'm like, I want to just, when this show's over, I want to morph right to my recliner and noon. I can't believe the difference. I went from a 42-inch plasma that's about 10 years old to a 48-inch with like an Ultra HD. And how much, I can't believe the difference. My wife and I were both saying.
My wife had to admit how much better the new TV is that I got.
Yeah. For sports, it's awesome. So now that we got a little off track here, do you happen to have any collectibles with you or that you wanted to call about or just wanted to talk about the Bears?
I do have a lot of sports collectibles that I got throughout the years, but I seem to have, my wife calls it my superpower, although it's not much of a superpower. I think I've gotten 7 or 8 balls out of stadiums, baseballs out of stadiums, Kansas City, Wrigley, Comiskey. But I got one outside of a stadium. It was outside of Wrigley. In September of 99, I can't remember the exact date. If you could look it up, I was scalping my tickets to the Cubs.
and a ball just happened to land in your pocket?
I look up and I see the scoreboard from, I was right there at Kenmore and Waveland, and I could see the scoreboard, and it was Nomo against Sosa.
Really?
And Sosa was sitting on his 60th, and I was actually looking up and talking to some friends that were in the station, and all of a sudden I hear a roar from the crowd, and I look up over my friend's head, and there's the ball. And I immediately see the ball. I think I was the first one to see it. I see it's going over my head down onto Kenmore. And I turn around and run down Kenmore, and it bounced over the cars on the right side of the street that were parked there, went into somebody's front yard, and I got hurt.
I'd like to have a video of this. It sounds like one of those that, remember the old Larry Bird, Michael Jordan commercial where they were playing horse or something, and they were making shots like from off the wall.
Corner building.
Sounds like you were jumping through hoops to get this ball.
Well, the people that were the ball hawks that chased behind me going over one of the cars, smashed one of the windshields on one of the cars, and they weren't too happy that a 20-some-year-old kid got this ball. There's a WGN camera on the ground down there because, you know, this is when there was, you know, dozens of people out there waiting for these balls, and I ran up and put the ball right in the camera, and that got on TV. And so, you know, I've had it the whole time since, and I've talked to a couple of guys about getting a praise or you know, validated, but really the big thing is it's hard to prove it except for the ball has obviously the stamp from that year. and all of the provenance that goes along with that. I saved all of, I have the videos from ESPN and the interview I had on WGN, and I have all of the newspaper articles with my name in it and all that, and talking about it.
That, well, that all makes it, it all kind of ties in with a great story. I can tell you MLB would never authenticate it, you know, as being the ball because, you know, they have to have a guy there at the time, and I don't even know if they were doing it that long ago. But, Bill, with all the video and the stories and all that with it, would you put it in an auction and say in this, if these stories are true type thing, and so people all knew that, you know, what was tied in, or is that something you wouldn't even want to deal with?
Well, Andrew, I mean, that, you know, the story that you have and the provenance behind it, it, if we were to ever put it up for auction, it all sounds great. It's just a matter of who believes it, you know.
And
a lot of times with what you have there, you know, there may be people out there that it's kind of like the duck theory. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it may be a duck, you know. So
yeah, as long as the people know how, you know, the whole story behind it, and you included all that other video and the articles, you know, you might get some bids on it. But it's really, whoever got that, you would still always have to have a bit of a question. I mean, you're the only guy who knows.
I'm pulling up on YouTube the video of Sammy Sosa's 61st. This thing went down like the whole street. I mean, it kept going, and you see the wave of people just running for it.
You don't see Andrew somewhere in that video,
You? Like, what color shirt you had on that day?
I think I had a red hat on, and I was wearing a white T-shirt with khaki shorts and hiking boots or something.
and able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, without a doubt.
Look, up in the sky, it's Superman!
Sorry, Superman Todd, we stole your introduction. Okay.
Funny parts about it. Steroid era, right? Fourth hat, right? Probably the third or fourth longest home run in Wrigley Field history. I'll never sell it. It'll always go through the family. I've got it in the basement and a nice display. I appreciate your time.
Very nice.
Sure thing. You weren't on the roof when Glenn Allen Hill hit his homer onto the roof across the street, were you?
No, that one had to have been a little bit further because it landed on the roof, if you recall.
Yeah, right. I remember that. It looked like it was a Super Bowl taken off. I saw that when it happened. I was like, oh, my God. That was in the peak of the steroid era, too, though, in the jacked up balls and everything, whatever was going on.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, go Bears and have a good trip to the Bears-Rams game.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. The number here is 312-332-3776. You can give us a call with a question about the value of a collectible, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for. In a current auction, we're giving away a box of 2015 Topps High-Tech Baseball, plus a 2015-16 Opeachy Hockey Blackhawks team set, 15 cards in the team set. That's kind of neat. And then we're going to mix in what the Huggins and Scott November auction bidding ended this week, so we'll throw in some of the prices that some of the things we've talked about, some of the things that I didn't even notice were going on that all of a sudden they ended strong. I didn't know you had a Dalai Lama single sign baseball, Bill. Where did that come from?
Gosh, you know, Dal, I don't remember exactly where that came from. But yeah, I saw that at the end there. I mean, it's, you know, I guess, you know, like you, I think you had said before, carry a baseball with you everywhere you go.
Yeah. Right. Now, that went for $3,000. Now, does he sign that Dalai Lama, or does he sign it what his real name is? Because there's different Dalai Lamas. It looked like he might have signed his real name. We were looking at the picture. Let's see, his name, the current Dalai Lama's name is Lamo Dandrub, I think, something like that. So, I don't know, interesting. $3,000, though. I guess, and the story, I don't know if it was in your auction or in Wikipedia where they said that somebody like gave him a ball to sign, and he kind of chuckled and was like, "This will never be worth anything." Oh, you'll see. I guess that's not the case. Then the 1951 Bowman Mickey Mantle rookie PSA 6 went for $9,000. We were talking about MLB authenticated items. I knew this was going to do well. He had such a great year this year. Bryce Harper, 2012 rookie year game used bat, and that did have the MLB hologram on it. That ended up going for $4,500. And with the MLB hologram on it, you can, they'll have a number. I think it's a letter and a number, and you type that in and into their database, and it'll bring up exactly what the item is and when it was used. So that's a good thing. Have you been getting many MLB authenticated hologram items in your auctions, Bill?
Oh yeah, they become far more popular, you know, recently since MLB started authenticating them like that, because that is probably the most accurate authentication system they have going right now. So you really don't have to worry about the authenticity. It's just basically how much do you want to pay for it.
Yeah. I think, first off, I think all the major sports need to do that. They need to follow MLB's lead on that one and get guys at all the games and get their database going and get the holograms. Do it just like they do. Talk to, the guy we had on the show in the spring, find out how they do it and do it in all the sports. It's a great way to collect game used memorabilia and know it's the real deal. It's just, it's, also, they have autographed items that they will, I guess they might take game-used baseball and have the guy sign it and authenticate the whole thing that way. But it's definitely interesting. So we're coming up to a time for another short break here. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 o'clock. We're on 7 to 8 every Sunday morning. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call, or you can tweet me a picture of an item. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. Vince picks the winner of the drawing, and ERC Delivery delivers free of charge. All you have to do, the winner has to email Vince at ERC Delivery. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, 312-332-3776 is the number. You can tweet a picture of an item. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. Sab, S-A-B on Twitter, sent a picture of his Upper Deck authenticated Mickey Mantle signed Yankees cap. Wanted to know the value of that. Looks to me like they've sold from in the $700 to $1,000 range. Does that sound about right to you, Bill, on the Mantle Yankee caps with the number 7 signed on the brim?
Yeah, I think that's about what they get. A lot depends on just the strength of the signature. Has it faded over the years or not? But yeah.
The Mickey Mantle Upper Deck authenticated stuff is all real solid. He's got some jerseys and bats. That stuff does real well. You've run some of that stuff in your auctions, haven't you, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. I want to say we may have had a hat in one of the last couple of auctions.
Okay, yeah, very good. So that's a nice one. That was from a Twitter. And then now Dave wanted to know what this Blackhawks sign pennant with framed with signatures in the matting of Tony Esposito, Bobby Hull, and Stan Mikita around it. I talked about this one last week, Dave. Where were you? He tweeted a picture. I talked about it. So you're going to have to tune in. I don't think I'm going to say.
He got caught in a time warp that we experience every Sunday morning here. You
okay,
know?
Now he just tweeted. Dave just tweeted, okay, because I tweeted that. I retweeted his thing. He says, okay, I missed it then. Thanks. He's nice. I got
to
say it now.
Didn't
I say if I had that in it, T-Crown, and the autographs are authenticated, it's a neat pennant, too. I think I'd probably be asking maybe $200 for it. So there you go, Dave. Thanks for listening. You can tell he was listening this week. That's a good thing. All right. We've got Jesse from Chicago is on the line. What do you have there, Jesse?
Hi, Tom. I've got a baseball that my boss gave to me. She's a longtime member of the Economic Club of Chicago. And a couple of years ago, they had a talk where Tom Ricketts was the speaker. And so the ball says the Economic Club of Chicago is like a commemorative thing made up. But she got it signed by Tom Ricketts and Ernie Banks, who was also there.
Oh, no.
And she completely forgot about it. It was in her desk drawer for a couple of years. She's cleaning things out last week and came by my office. She said, "You like baseball? You want this?" And I said, "Are these signatures real?" She said, "Yes." So
so that's the authentication. Well,
yeah.
Well, that would probably, like, if I was going to sell that in at T-Crown, I would still have to have a little more authentication than that. But I haven't seen many Tom Ricketts items. I could see his value climbing if the Cubs win the World Series under his ownership, his family's ownership. I would say right now that's pretty neat, though. And with Ernie Banks on it with him, I think depending on how it looks, I'd probably be asking 150 or so on a ball like that.
Cool.
Now, that's being in Chicago. Bill, do you see value to that outside of Chicago?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. If the Cubs win and he's the owner and you got Mr. Cub on there as well, that's the time to sell that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So, and like if you, at that time, that might even be worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction if they win the World Series. But if you sent it to Huggins Scott, they'd probably have, JSA authenticated as part of the deal just to make sure.
Okay.
Thanks
cool.
for the call. Pretty neat item. Vince was in at T-Crown yesterday and we had a listener who really, great guy. I don't know if that was his wife or girlfriend with him, but they made the trip down from the Lake Geneva area, so they really loved the show. So that was neat. That
yep.
makes me feel good. T-Crown's a
no,
pretty
absolutely.
Small
yes,
place.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't want people to think this is some, like, I've got millions of dollars worth of inventory there.
10 acres of land.
Yeah,
you know,
right. It's a small
strobe
place.
Lights when you walk
Sometimes
in.
Sometimes it can get a little crowded in there on Saturdays,
yes.
But it was good to hear when that they came in. They really liked the show, bought a couple
yep.
boxes of cards. I hope they bought basketball cards. We were talking yesterday. I really like that the Timberwolves with Wiggins looks like a potential big-time star because he came out of college playing defense. He's fast as can be, can leap. And his shot's getting better. Once his shot selection gets better, he's got a chance to be a big-time star.
Yeah.
And now they've got the center and Karl Anthony Towns. This guy's really impressive.
It's a nice foundation.
That's a great 1-2 punch to build around. You could win with those two guys and the right guys around them in a couple years. So Karl Anthony Towns stuff it's a good year for basketball cards because there's some more centers in that. The NBA was really hurting for centers. You got Towns, you got Okafor, and Kaminsky might end up being a good player. I think the way Kaminsky plays, he's not on the level, obviously, especially now, of Pau Gasol. But the way he plays reminds me of that a little bit.
Yep.
So we'll see how he develops. But it's good to get some big guys into the NBA because they were really hurting it in that area. Here's Al.
Well, you know, Tom.
Yeah, go ahead,
you know,
Bill.
Tom. My wife was really happy yesterday. You know, she went to Radford University, and did you hear what they did yesterday?
No, no. What did they do?
With 1 second left in the game, this guy hits a three-pointer, and they beat Georgetown in double overtime.
You're kidding.
Nice.
Wow.
I mean, they were a 25-point underdog, and, it was a pretty amazing game. I guess, you know, this was Georgetown bringing in a cupcake to their season off, and sorry about that.
Is Radford in the Washington, D.C. area?
They're in Southern Virginia.
Southern Virginia. Cool. Wow. Well, that's going to be – they'll remember that forever. Some of those huge upsets like that. Yeah, that's awesome. Wow, that's neat. I bet she was excited. Now, did you guys ever get your come to an agreement on getting the kitchen remodeled and then having the vintage lunch boxes around the top? Or are you still
we're still working on that
one? Okay. I was talking to somebody about that yesterday, and everybody was in agreement that vintage lunch boxes around the top as a decoration, we all thought it was cool, but there weren't any women in this conversation, Bill. So so you know what the feeling is of the crowd on your redecorating possibilities. Here's Al from Munster, Indiana. What's up, Al?
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen to you every Sunday morning on my way home from work. I work nights.
All right. Very good.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just curious. I got a 1960s model baseball bat with Mickey Mantle's signature, you know, factory inscribed in it. Not signed by Mickey Mantle, but factory inscribed. And I have no idea. Is it worth anything at all, or is that?
Oh, sure, it has some value. So this was actually produced in the '60s, a Mantle model bat.
Yeah. It's actually my bat from when I was a young boy. Yes.
Oh, really? Do you know the dimensions of it, weight and length?
No, I'm not at home. I'm driving home from work. I would have to get that information and get back to you.
But it's a regular full size bat.
Correct. Yes,
okay.
Yes, correct.
And what type of value you think on that, Bill? It's got to be a little bit at least.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a store model bat that was sold in the sporting goods stores back then. We see a lot of those. It was probably Al's bat, so he probably used it and everything. So, it's probably in the $50 to $100 range, depending on use and everything.
The good news is it's a Mickey Mantle game used bat. The bad news is it was game used by Al from Munster.
You got that right. Yeah, it's not in the greatest shape, that's for sure. But
were you a ripper? Did you hit line drives to all fields? Big power? What type of hitter were you, Al?
I was not a good hitter.
Okay. So there weren't a lot of marks on the bat then.
probably a lot of foul balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a great keepsake, though. I wish I had my bats from when I played as a youngster. But very good, Al. Yeah, thanks for the call.
Okay, I'll call you again. Thank you, guys.
All right, very good. We've got Marson from Chicago. Is that correct, the way I'm pronouncing that, Marson?
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
I have a medal from the U.S. Open Cup, the first year Fire Play, when they won the U.S. Championship.
What? So what year was this?
I want to say it's 96.
Oh, and Tiger was in it?
No. This is Chicago Fire.
Oh, Chicago Soccer. Fire. Oh, I thought you were talking about golf. Oh, Chicago
no.
Fire. Okay.
Okay. So they won the Open Cup. General manager threw his medal in the crowd, and I got it.
Threw his medal? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Can you send a picture of that or something?
I'm at work. I mean, I put it on, and I got a bunch of players to sign it. I got to go to the locker room and stuff.
Oh, well, if you can either email me a picture or tweet me a picture, T Crown Tom's my Twitter ID, we could talk about it better. I mean, without seeing it, Bill, would you be able to even give any type of estimate?
Jeez, that would be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever had anything like that. But, I mean, I'd be happy if we could get some pictures and some definitions of who signed it and what have you. My research staff is pretty good.
And the good part about that... The bad part is there's not a lot of things to compare it to. The good part is there's not a lot of things to compare it to.
One of a kind.
Yeah, right. So you never know. It could be good. So, if you help us out with it a little bit, we'll talk about it in a future show and try to give you a little better info.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
Yeah, very good. That's kind of neat. Sounded pretty cool. All right. Let's see here. Son of King George on Twitter. Sent me a question. What about a signed football by the members of the Cleveland Browns 1950 championship team? Huh. Now, that's got to be a pretty good one. Is that a year that you remember having, Bill? 1950 Cleveland Browns?
Gosh, you know, I don't. I'd have to look that up. I don't remember. I know we've had a lot of 64 Brown stuff from their championship, but... No, I don't remember 1950. I mean, gosh, you're talking about a lot of Hall of Famers on that, from Lou Groza and Motley and all those guys. I think that could be quite an item, depending on what condition it's in and how it displays and all.
Yeah. I'm looking at one thing that I saw, a 1950 Cleveland Browns NFL championship ring sold for $7,700. That's kind of a neat thing. Belonged to Harry Sherby, an original stockholder of the Browns. So, yeah, I would think that any time you've got a vintage team-signed item of a championship team, and there's Hall of Famers on it, you're going to have some good value. It's how good does it look, and how many of them actually signed it, and there, you know, there's going to be good value
that
to
50
it.
That 50-team had a former Chicago Bears coach on it.
Chicago Bears,
yes.
Jim Dooley.
No, close.
Abe Gibron.
There you go.
Oh,
Abe
really?
Abe Gibron was on that team. Yep.
Oh, boy,
yep.
That the Abe Gibron years in the 70s were...
That was brutal.
Yeah, not a very good time. The coldest I think I ever was in my life, I went to a Bears game in the 70s, and there was a freezing rain through the whole game, and they were just getting killed. It was terrible. So we're trying to run back to the car after the game, and you got a sheet of ice on you, basically frozen over your entire body, kind of like trying to run, get back, get in the warm as soon as possible. I see my car in this distance, and the lights were on. I'm like, oh no. But it started, so that was good.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is great.
Back in the 70s, having your lights on for that long.
I know.
That's surprising.
I know, yeah. I forget what that car was, but it must have had a new battery. Old car with a new battery, probably. Well, some other items from the November auction results for Huggins and Scott Auctions. We were talking about the Ozzie Smith 1986 Cardinals game-worn home jersey. That ended up selling for $4,500, so not bad at all. And the Dick Green 1974 Oakland A's World Championship ring, $6,500. Dick Green got a lot of good publicity. He might even have won an award for that series, and I don't think he had a hit. He just did some clutch plays, and so even at that time, they weren't all about just home runs and RBIs. They went in with the little details also. So it's time for a short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, the number's 312-332-3776. We always give away a prize each week. This week it's a 2015 Topps high-tech baseball box along with a 2015-16 Opeachy Hockey Blackhawks team set, 15 cards in that team set. And I don't know, this seems to be getting more publicity and more buzz than when she wins, but did you hear that Ronda Rousey lost last night to Holly Holm, who before last night I had never heard of Holly Holm. I looked her up on eBay to see if she has been in any of these Topps UFC products. It doesn't look like she has an autograph in any, but in 2015 Topps UFC, she has a card numbered to 99. That now, somebody's asking like a $399, wow. Buy it now, best offer just on that. Holly Holm.
Yeah, she, Rousey stumbled, and then Holmes just came with a left roundhouse kick to the neck.
Ooh.
And down
Boom.
With Rousey.
Yeah.
She was pretty much out at that point.
Yeah, boy.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Right. Kind of like that.
She was a huge underdog.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Underdog. What were you saying? You had to bet $1,600 just to win $100?
I think that's what the show before us, Dari and Mel, I think they said that. $1,600 bet to win $100,
wow.
and she loses. Boy.
Amazing.
Now, they are going to have a rematch. That's going to probably be.
Absolutely.
Now, that's going to get some. Isn't that
that's
something?
Right.
It took her losing, and now it's going to probably get huge ratings.
And it's going to do a lot for the sport probably as well.
Yeah. Vince, can you see that name that he wrote in?
Brian from Chicago on line one.
Brian from Chicago. Let's see. What do you have there, Brian?
What I have, I found in a house I bought a 1987 signed baseball Chicago Cubs, team sign baseball. It's got Ryan Sandberg, Andre Dawson, Manny Trio, a whole bunch.
Well, that's not going to make a mortgage payment for you on the house. I was hoping you were going to say like that one lady that called a few years ago and they were remodeling their kitchen and found like six boxes of 1954 Topps baseball unopened packs. Now that that would have gotten you a new house, a new remodel, the whole thing, a new house, college, whatever you want.
But well, I got a baseball card collection too, but that I haven't gone through that.
Oh, really? Now, what type of stuff in that? Do you have vintage stuff on that?
It's got some cards. I saw like the Michael Jordan cards from when he started playing for the Sox. So it's not that old, but yeah.
Yeah, that's
things
that,
of that nature.
Yeah, that. So you're talking it probably started in the early 90s, probably not a lot going on with that collection unless you had some of the maybe autograph stuff. If you had Michael Jordan serial numbered cards from the 90s, those have gotten big without a doubt.
The only thing I know is autographed is the baseball. And
okay. You're not looking
at it.
You're probably looking, if it's a full team sign, maybe $100. You do have Sandberg on there. The Manny Trio thing.
Sandberg, Maddox, and...
Maddox. That's good. Wow, I didn't think of Maddox. Okay, that's an early Maddox. That might move it up to the $150, $200 range. I like that. Is it a... Who's on the sweet spot of that one?
I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, okay.
But it's just a really clean ball, and I saw the names on it. I was like, oh, I got to start looking at these names. And I had to go and search the names to find out who was on what roster at what time together. And 1987 is the year I came up with.
Okay, well, very good. Yeah, so Maddox helps a ton on that, baby. Is this Lenny on the line here?
It is. How are you guys doing
Hey,
today?
Lenny, what's up?
I've got, my grandfather was a huge Hawks fan, and he passed on to me a unused ticket from the 1934 Stanley Ooh. Cup that the Hawks won. He
Ooh.
Did not make the game.
Wow.
It's unused, and I had PSA authenticate it in one of their plastic holders, and it's just beautiful ticket, but I can't find any comps on what that'd be worth, and it now would be a good time to sell it, maybe with the Hawks, you know.
Oh, for
doing
sure.
Well.
Yeah, did they grade it or just authenticate it?
It just it says authenticated on it. I should probably have it graded, probably, huh? I don't know.
Well, is it real sharp or is it all creased up?
Yeah.
Or
no, it's sharp. It was sitting in the drawer for all those years.
Well, what do you think he should do with that, Bill? That's a neat item. That was against the Red Wings, right, in that series?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, Bill?
I think you should send it to us and have us auction it for
you. Yeah.
That's right. Like a great item. I wouldn't worry about getting it graded. Believe me, a lot of the ticket people, the only stuff that is really worth getting graded is the very, very new stuff. You get nines and tens and stuff like that. But that ticket being from that era, it's... Condition or grade is almost irrelevant on that. But that could be a home run. I don't, you know, is it a full? It's a full ticket, not a stub. It says full ticket on it.
Yeah, it's a full ticket. He did not make the game because my grandmother was telling me, she passed away years ago too, but she goes, Grandpa was sick and didn't go to the game.
Wow, that's
I mean, there can't be many full tickets out there.
No, that would be a great auction item. Yeah, and really any time. You know, I don't think the Hawks are going to be winning a cup this year, but they have another good team. They've got three cup wins. You got a lot of Hawk fans out there now, so it'd be a good time to auction it.
Yeah, that'll be great for our February auction. You know, the Hawks are still champs at that point.
Yeah, are you thinking of selling it?
Yeah, I am. It really, that ticket got me started with my collecting, and I have it, and I don't know what price range that would bring, but I can't find any comparisons to it anywhere.
What would you start it at, like 500 or so, Bill? What do you think, like the starting?
I would think at least something like that, but it would be something I'd want to have my research staff, once we got it, do some digging and see if they could find out anything similar to that or like that has sold. But no, I think you're looking at, you know, got to be several thousand dollars.
Lenny.
Okay, I'll be in touch with you this week.
Very good. The number at Huggins and Scott Auctions is 301 608-0355. And if anybody ever wants to stop at Triple Crown in Naperville with an item, we can drop it off there, take pictures, put it on Twitter, and send it to Huggins and Scott also. So that's a neat item. Yep. That would be interesting.
Good
to see.
Memory on the Detroit Red Wings playing the Hawks.
Well, yeah, I remember seeing something. I think it was a program from that final, and I thought that was the case.
Yeah, I had to look it up. But the Hawks won 3-1 in that series, best of five.
I wonder before the Ronda Rousey's fight ended, I wonder if she said...
Come here,
Mick. Did you hear what that was?
No.
Cut me, Mick.
Cut me, Mick is what people at T-Crown say when they want to get their boxes cut where, you know, yep. They're sealed. It's now the thing that people say.
Cut me, Mick.
Who's on the line here? You got a call with an item, a valuable multi-million dollar collectible? Tell us about it. Who are we talking? Is this Cole?
It's Cole, yes.
Hey, Cole, how are you?
I have three things. I have two talking penny, one talks and one doesn't, in the box, never open. And then I have that Come Fly With Me, Michael Jordan doll, where you push the button, never open. And I bought them both in about like 98, 97, 98.
Have you had either of those before, Bill? Is that something you think has much value?
I don't know that we've had any of those. That sounds like something that may need to get a little older, though. they all sound neat, but I don't know. You'd have to do a little more research to find out if some of those have sold. I'm sure there's more than one of those out there.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see how many exactly were produced. What does Jordan say when you press the button, you know?
Let's play some basketball.
Oh, okay.
He said what he said in the actual movie. He said like five things he said in the movie.
If there was a doll of me, it would probably say.
There's a couple talking.
There
was a couple talking dolls that sold for eBay. Michael Jordan talking doll from Space Jam for around $30.
$30,
so,
huh?
That helps
you. Probably more than it was at the time, you know.
It's kind of cool to have, for sure.
Yes. Now, we had some Jordan stuff that ended in the Huggins and Scott November auction. Remember, I was saying on the show, it'll be interesting to see what does better, a PSA 8 off-center or a PSA 6. Well, they had a PSA 8, a PSA 8 OC, and a PSA 6. Well, the PSA 8 OC went for $500, the PSA 6 went for $600, and then the PSA 8 just with the good centering went for $1,400.
Wow.
Makes a big difference.
Yep.
Centering seems to be more important than ever with the value of items. Wouldn't you agree, Bill, more important than it was maybe 20 years ago?
Yeah, well, the thing you get down to is if everybody saved the cards and didn't do anything to them, you know, after they bought them, it comes down to what was done to them before they bought them. Are they centered? Do they have any printouts, any factory issues that were basically out of the control of the collector once he got it? So that's why the centering is becoming even more important.
Yeah. Rob sent me on Twitter. Here's it's an unopened California champagne bottle, celebrate the 1984 Cubs. And it looks a little bit dusty here in the picture, but never opened. And then there's another Wrigley Field limited edition. This proprietary, I don't know. Rob, you're going to have to tweet me what year this other bottle's from. But I'd say there's probably some pretty good value. I mean, at least a little value to those, don't you think, Bill? An unopened 84 Cub champagne bottle that just another one of the years that they never were able to celebrate.
Well, I think it would probably, you know, be a little less valuable than if you went back and if you had all the champagne bottles from the years the Cubs were going to win and you still had them all lined up and you can't open them until they win.
Yeah.
They overtake your house now or what?
Yeah, that would be quite the collection. When the years that they thought they did get close enough where they made bottles, that would be quite the collection, I guess. Vince, tell me who should I off the line here? Who's on the...
Mike from New Lenox, line 5.
Line 5, Mike from New Lenox. Is this you, Mike?
It sure is.
Hey,
yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing good this morning, guys.
Good. What's up?
I got a golf ball that's the size of a basketball. It's from a celebrity Jordan golf outing, and it's JSA authenticated.
Bill Murray?
Bill Murray? No. It's okay. Got mainly athletes on there.
Okay.
Gretzky, Elway, Irving, Joe Morgan, John McEnroe, John Bench, Dean Smith, Shula, Dickerson, Bonds, Jordan, Urlacher, Sapp, and Clemens.
Wow, so they were all in a celebrity golf tournament and where you got this signed, is that it?
It's where someone got it signed and gifted it to me, yes.
Oh, they nice. Gifted it to you, huh? So yeah. That's a pretty good crew there. Do you think that's a couple hundred dollars worth, Bill?
Oh, at least, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it depends. Was it a baseball, you said, or a basketball?
It's a golf ball that's the size of a basketball.
That's why. Okay. That's why I thought it might have been a Bill Murray thing or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. Now, I'd like to see a picture of that one, too. A lot of people have unusual items today, without a doubt. We got champagne bottles. We got it all going. All right.
Yeah, that could be quite a nice item. We'd be interested in that.
So that'd be a Huggins and Scott auction item. The next
contact me on that, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The next Huggins and Scott auction is February of 2016, so they're taking in items now. The last one ends, the next one comes up. How soon will it be before items start coming up on your website, Bill, for the February?
Well, the guys have been writing them ever since the last 3 weeks. We've got a bunch of really neat stuff in already, including a really neat Christy Mathewson ball that was from his very last victory.
Wow.
Whoa.
173rd victory.
You're kidding.
And with all sorts of provenance behind it and letters and photos of the guy holding the ball. And but all that stuff's going to probably go up, I would say, the week after Thanksgiving. You know, that'd probably be the week we start changing the site over.
All right. Very good. Who's on line two, Vince?
Line two is Tom from Hawthorne Woods.
Hey, Tom, what do you have? What's up?
Well, I've got two game jerseys. One signed by Kevin Butler, probably about 1997, with a signature where he always puts the upright on there.
Uh-huh.
One of mine is in Hawthorne Woods. And the other one is a game jersey actually worn by Karl-Heinz Grinitz, a Chicago Sting jersey.
Oh, now that's a Sting player that I
remember.
Remember
yeah.
That name.
Lefty kicker. Yeah,
yeah. Now, they won a championship, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of interesting. Now, game-worn soccer jersey, would that be from around 1980 or so?
It was near the end of the Sting, so probably a little bit later than that.
Okay. It looks like we're already getting close to the end here, actually. So, Bill, can you come up with a quick value there?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, it's probably several hundred dollars, if not more than that.
Would you want to try them in a Huggins and Scott auction?
What about the Butler jersey sign?
And that's also game worn, huh?
No.
Okay, a Butler Bears jersey not signed is probably 100, 150 or so. So very good. Okay, it's already time to do the drawing. This show really flew by. Sorry for the people who are waiting. We couldn't get you on. You can call in next week or tweet me an item at T Crown Tom. Stop by Triple Crown in Naperville with it. Whatever.
This week's winner is going to be Andrew, who's driving down to St. Louis. So when you get back in town, send me an email, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you and deliver to your house or work free of charge.
Very good. Hopefully he's going to see a Bears victory St. Louis, but don't hold our breath. And then now don't forget Jeff Meller is coming up next with the Fantasy Football Show. We need to know, is D'Angelo Williams going to play? We don't. I do.
We hope
it sounds like he might.
Yes,
he's probable,
so.
You thought, Vince?
He's probable, yep.
Yeah, okay. Who were you saying isn't playing?
I'm not sure who he is. Exactly
Emmanuel Sanders, wide receiver?
Yeah, Emmanuel Sanders is probably not going to play today.
All right, and don't forget to check out HugginsonScott.com. Call Bill at 301-608-0355. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.